Today, we are announcing the capital campaign, and it's called the Church's One Foundation, named after that great hymn called The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord. This campaign is being chaired by Rick Daver and by Francis Schultz. They have done an amazing job already, working very hard for the last couple of months. And we've already raised significant funds. So I'm going to call up Rick now, Rick Daver, to come and tell you a little bit more about this campaign. Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Francis Schultz and I, as Joe said, have been tasked and have the honor and privilege to serve on a committee that we hope and sincerely feel is going to benefit this parish now and for years to come. So it's actually an honor, and I think Francis will agree with me. It's also an honor not to be picked to be doing something much harder. So we're grateful for that offer. On your table, you have some cards. You're going to see these cards a lot in the next couple weeks. As Joe has mentioned, we are starting a fundraising campaign called The Church's One Foundation. This campaign was presented to the vestry and received their overwhelming support. It was so overwhelming, in fact, that they added more things that they wanted to accomplish. So we started out with some goals. They added a few, and we are underway. The Church's One Foundation is a campaign to raise money in a very short period of time. This is not a five-year campaign. This is a campaign that we hope to complete the fundraising by Easter of this year, so that doesn't give us much time. Our goal is not $27 million to build a four-story church on this property. Our goal is $250,000, specifically to do things that are in the following list, mostly out of, well, I should say, these items in this list arrive from several sources. One is, as Joe mentioned, we need to secure our financial resources for the years to come so we can continue to move forward. The other is we have to honor what's happened in this place in the past. We have to be stewards of these buildings and grounds, this wonderful place that draws people in from the Mandarin community. We also need to look ahead to generations that are going to seek this place out as a place where they want to be. So to honor our past, our present, and our future, we try to roll those ingredients into this campaign. So first off, that $250,000 goal is broken out, as you see on the back of this little card, or maybe this is the front of the card. And you're going to see this card a lot. $110,000 is the mortgage balance that remains on the mortgage that the church took out to purchase the Carey property, the White House across the street. We now have about 3.5 acres, I believe, something like that, of contiguous property on the other side of Mandarin Road due to that action of purchasing that property. We need to pay off that mortgage. $80,000 to repair the riverfront bulkhead that was destroyed by Hurricane Matthew. Everybody said, well, insurance should cover that, shouldn't it? Probably not. If it does, we'll put the money back in here. But for right now, we need to do it. We need to do it now while we still have a riverbank. Right. $27,000 for signage and improvements along Mandarin Road. My wife and I, Kathy, have been coming here for almost 30 years now. I've driven by, I've come in, the driveway, I know exactly where I'm going, I know where the church is. I can't tell you how many people probably drive up and down Mandarin Road and do not know that this place is here. Or if they see it, is that some private country club back there? What is that back down there at the end of that lane? This is something that Joe had a big part in sort of raising our awareness. As a newcomer, he said, you know, have you thought about sort of dressing up the front? So, to be a more welcoming place, a more visible place for the Mandarin community, we're going to enter into a design project to design some signage, permanent signage, and improvements in the frontage on Mandarin Road. This is one I think everybody will love. Lighting improvements in the parking lot.
For your aging population.
We also are looking to redesign and improve and modernize our website, so that those funds are in here at $5,000. And then there's going to be some expenses involved in the campaign as well. So if you add up all those things, it adds up to $250,000. Sounds like a big number. It is a big number. Fortunately, our committee, Francis and I, and Cindy Covington, we've roped her into helping us out. Sarah Skaggs, we've roped her into helping us out. We've been meeting since the middle of November. In December, we met with several members of the congregation in various settings, and we kind of described these needs to them and said, does this make sense to you? Is this something that you can get behind? And we've received very good responses from those folks that we've talked to so far. So the good news is we've raised, of the $250,000, we've already raised and have commitments for $150,000 of that. Now, the goal for this campaign is to have 100% of the families in the parish participate. So that means you can make a gift of $20,000, you can make a gift of $20. A gift of any size is welcome. We'd like to have 100% participation. Okay? That way, on the schedule is the funds collected by Easter, and at Pentecost, we're going to have a phenomenal party right here on the lawn, as we always do, Pentecost picnic. But this one's going to be in celebration. It's going to be in celebration of accomplishing these goals. The bulkhead is already under construction. It should be complete well before then. The other improvements could probably be underway by then, and we'll have met this goal, we'll have paid off the mortgage. So there's all kinds of plans of having a mortgage burning, having a big party at the new bulkhead, on and on and on. So join us at Pentecost, but be part of that program, be part of that celebration by making your gift. So this is the point where Daver stands up here and says, all right, you've got one of these cards, you're going to see more of these cards. Take this, write a check now if you like, I'd be happy to receive it. Take this card home, pray over it. Realize that what you're doing is honoring everything that's happened in this place in the past. You're meeting our present needs, and you're helping meet our needs moving forward in the future. To help visualize that, we thought about thermometers, we thought about all kinds of other stuff. Sarah Skaggs has been gracious enough to work with us in coming up with a jigsaw puzzle. There's a jigsaw puzzle on the back of your card. You're going to see this jigsaw puzzle quite often. The pieces that are filled in represent the gifts we have already received. The white parts represent pieces we still need to fill in. We still have $100,000 to collect. $100,000 is a lot of money. We need participation from every person, every family in the congregation. We will get there, I have no doubts. If you have questions, if you have anything like that, we'll be around, Francis and I, Cindy Covington, Father Joe. We'd be happy to help you with any of those. More information, we'll be around here during all the services in the weeks to come. You're going to hear reports. You're going to see puzzle pieces filled in. We're going to have a great celebration of Pentecost. Thank you very much.